That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Yeah. I don't know. Feels different. Took almost a week off. No. No, no, no. Sweet. Oh, man. What is going on, beautiful people? Let me get the lights on. Susan, the shashing. Thank you, the shashing. Happy New Year. I know. We got to get to it. I'm still scared that I might lose my corporate job, so I better get to podding. And that shit's not that funny. It's not that funny at all. What's going on, beautiful people? Happy New Year. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. What can I say? It's 2024. I don't do the whole... I hope everybody does well this year. I hope that if you do have any goals, I hope that you accomplish those. But I hope you're accomplishing goals all the time. I have a couple of new goals. I have a couple of new things that I would like to accomplish, and hopefully sooner than later. And I hope you do too. Especially people that, you know, I believe are dreamers such as myself. And I only say that to be cheesy because of the whole Dave Chappelle thing. But no, deadass, if you're trying, just keep trying. Your next song could be the next song. Your next pod could be the next pod. Your next clip or your next skit may turn into your movie role. Don't stop. I've never told my kids they can't do something, but I've told them the truth about things. And it takes a lot of hard work. And that goes for everybody, including myself. Really working on social skills again, because I feel like in 2024 I will be outside. I'm tired of the people that are around me, because it's a lot of I don't know, bro, it's a lot of like a resentment built up, and it's time to clear that out. I have like gotten rid of furniture, gotten rid of old shit. I'm starting brand new, bro. I'm throwing out the whole closet. Everything fresh, everything clean, everything new, everything. I just want new everything, because that's the only way you're going to get change, is by creating change. So yes, it is the new year. Yes, we are still potting. This will change up. I'm going to do it finally. Yeah, we're just not sure if we're going to move it to the other room or we're going to keep it in this room. There's a different setup for like guests. I don't want to show that, like, ever. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, that'll never see the daylight, or the light of day. I'm working towards doing more things, and balancing my corporate job and my corporate life with my regular aspirations to continue in entertainment. I do appreciate my corporate job. I've never had something like this. And if I was able to express my gratitude to them in any way, it's, you know, thank you for the opportunity. It's been rough lately. I'm getting my ass whooped. I ain't gonna lie. It sucks to go and it sucks. I'm going through it, but I still have the best numbers in what I'm doing, which is frustrating. Story of my life, right? I'm the best at what I do, but I'm not great at it. You know what I'm saying? Always top three, but just not the best. We'll see what happens this year with the whole corporate job. But I'll be working the pod and the new music like I got rent to pay. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm not known anymore. I'm resenting myself for not doing more. And it's putting a fire under my ass and taking all this time off and only doing one show a week. Just for my sanity's sake. But here we go. Top of the year. We're going to hit the ground running. Let's do this. And I'm not going to bore y'all with that shit. We will change the cover for Jesus' sake. We're changing the cover and the season. And we got all types of new stuff. And I know I've said that probably a million times before, but I think I went the whole year with season 6. We're probably in season 7. I might even jump to season 8. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll back catalog it and fix it. But yeah, this, I think, should be season 8, if I'm not mistaken. And I wasn't even recording, you mother bitch. But all right. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. Let's get into this music. Let's start recording the audio, and then we'll do what we got to do. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I hope everything that you have in front of you is for the good and for the growth and for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Live on. Dom the Monko. Look, I do this for the one I said I'll never make it. I made it out the hood like I shake and bake it. I'm Bronx born, pops raised, Vegas paid. Gotta make money, that's the only way. I heard they hating, boy, I'm not fazed. Yeah, I'm blowing loud, it's some type of haze. Yeah, amazing shit, it's some crazy ways. She 4'11", kissing belly button, that'll make a day. Not on wine, but I'm getting laid. Yeah, in private flights now, no delays. And ladies love Lavo, I leave them all amazed. On God, this should tattoo my fucking name. Shout out Jay, that's my fucking Haitian. Hell yeah, that's my brother, blood relation. I tried to grow my hair out, but I'm so impatient. Danny had to cut it down, so it's back to fade.
I'm always feeling like I'm out of time. I always grind, so I gotta shine.
Yeah, let's have fun. I'm in the race. Not gonna have a long, crazy Monday. It's Kasabian! Kasabian Live 01! What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show, live from Las Vegas, and I am your host with talent on loan from God. ChatGPT does write the intro. We do the show. Welcome back. It's 2024. We got a lot to get into. I'm gonna keep it neat. I'm gonna tell you something. The last 2 weeks of the year in Las Vegas was so shit and the news is so bad that it really wasn't no point in me ruining everybody's Christmas with bad news. Let's try to have some fun today. Try. Again, welcome back. Thank you for being here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And this year, let's first and foremost, again, let me just say thank you to everybody, because YouTube has been the hardest thing that I've ever done in my entire life, outside of my marriage. Jesus, it's, man, YouTube is hard. It's hard. You have to earn follows. I envy those that earn follows easier than me. I don't make good content, so I don't get the easy follows, and I'm working on making better content to get more follows, but the humbling and the abuse that YouTube puts one through is amazing. And I just want to say I appreciate it, because 500,000 views later and the whole 668 subs that we got on YouTube. And I'm so proud of my 668. Just shout out to y'all. Y'all are dope. And to many more. Thank you for all the views. Thank you for all the likes, all the hate, all the shitty comments. Yes, sometimes I get a little high before the show. It relaxes me. But I work a full-time corporate job that I started last year. So please don't mind me if I'm tired. I'm up at fucking 4 a.m. and I'm off at 5. It's a long day in the office, and I still love to come in here and do this. And I just hope I get better at it, because I got some dreams, damn it, Susan. But let's do it. Again, ChatGPT does write the intro. I do the show. Thank you for being here. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Live 01 show. What's going on, beautiful people? Let's kick off 2024 with a bang. It's ringing the new year, exploring particular trends. Here's a real good trend that we should avoid in 2024, and that's punching people in helmets. We'll get into that. That was embarrassing. California has some awesome new laws coming to effect. One of the ones that I would love to talk about is the police officers cannot ask you, why do you think you were pulled over? They can't antagonize you or like make you say some shit that's not true. I love that. The idea that they could say shit like that and then think that you would sit there and be like, I don't know, maybe I was speeding in my car. Like, nah, bro. Tell me what happened. I'm so straight. But starting today, police officers cannot say, do you know why I pulled you over? Only in California. Don't try that shit in Vegas. I'm just letting you know. Plus, seismic activity. Yeah, Japan was hit by an earthquake. Now, let me tell you something about this Japan earthquake. Did not anybody see them big-ass waves in California through Christmas and New Year's? Those waves scared the shit out of me. Do you know why big waves happen? I'll tell you why. Earthquakes under the fucking water. Tsunamis. Okay? When Netflix was like a baby, that's all they fucking showed you was tsunami documentaries that were scary as fuck. I'm a tsunami expert. Anyway. We also ponder the significance of Kanye West selling his house. And the reason was walls are too gray. Believe it or not, Mr. Beast has some surprising news about a certain collaboration that he might not do. Stay tuned for the action-packed show, and let's just be honest, it's 2024 and it's going to be messy. I'm going to promise you that. It's going to be messy. I've seen some stupid shit. Let's just get it out the way. The dude from Beverly Hills 90210 tried to punch a group of dudes on mini bikes and a girl on a mini bike, and then got beat up and then ran like a bitch, like if he was like saving the day. I don't know what happened. I don't care. You shouldn't punch people with helmets on. You just can't win. What is the goal when punching someone with a fucking helmet on? This isn't football, and you shouldn't punch people in a helmet when they're playing football. That's weird too. Just saying, don't do it. Quick recap of 2023. 2023 was the year that I started my first corporate gig. 2023 was the year of a lot of growth and a lot of change and accepting growth and change. Although it may not seem like a lot and I may not be able to quantify it, it has been a big year of growth and it's awesome. Excuse me. From finding my way back to the gym and having a love and a passion for working out again, to even, you know, building a better relationship with my family and working on my depression and all that shit. Like, that shit took over. I'm glad I'm better, but there's a lot of work to be done. Mental health Mondays won't go away. I needed to take a break from everything, and we slowed things down, but we're back. And it is Mental Health Mondays, and the holidays always drain us. I hope you didn't spend too much. If you did, work hard. I'm in a weird industry. This is the first time I can honestly say that I'm in an industry that actually does well when other industries slow down. I've never had a busy January. Outside of music, being honest with you, ramp up in January because I usually release music in February. So for me, January was like my prequel to the year. And, you know, you ramp it up. But for this year, no. My year starts and I'm hitting the ground running. I hope you're doing the same. Like, this year you should take advantage of what's in front of you. It's going to be a very hard year to purchase a home. It's going to be a very hard year to sell a home. And the reason why it's going to be hard to sell a home is because you got a loan with a great rate. The reason why it's going to be hard to buy a home is because you're not going to find a great rate. There's not going to be any homes to buy. Pricing is going to be fucking outrageous. And we're coming into something that we've never seen before. And it's pretty fucking amazing. Let's just say real estate is broken for 2024. And let's see what happens with cars. Let's see what happens with, you know, it's amazing to see new cars are cheaper than used cars. It's a very weird world that we live in. Very weird world that we live in. And it seems like I'm always buying cars. And I may be. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Ooh, spectacular. Amazing. But Tesla is offering 6 months free charging. And I may want that. I don't know. You can't have too many Teslas. That's not a thing. And do they stop the tech? Okay, anyway. Welcome to 2024. Mental Health Mondays doesn't stop. Men still need an area to fucking speak and not have to be a part of the red pill bullshit. I'm just a dad. I'm a dude that does some things. Y'all know I do music and shit like that. Do I gotta qualify to be your podcaster? Is that a thing? Y'all give a fuck? We've been doing this shit for almost 4 years. We rocking. I'm getting back to music because I love doing music. I just found out Durango Station is adding a second phase, in which that second phase is going to have a theater, and it's going to have activities for children to do, children to do, which is awesome. Durango Station's beautiful. We've had many meals there, but I would love to put on shows at Durango Station, and I would love to make that the place where we go and do the Kasabian Lavo show live, and I introduce artists, and I introduce comedians, and I introduce different people to the audience, in which we can make it a fun time. What do you mean ill, bro? Where you been? Like, what are you talking about? I haven't seen you since like last year. That was funny. All right. So outside of punching people in the head, yeah, the dude from 90210 punched a couple biker boys. That shit was stupid. It is New Year. Please, no New Year, new me. That's not a thing. Nobody cares, just being honest. I don't want to cover any shit stories about murders and all that nasty shit about SA. Let's take a break. Let's just have some fun. Economically speaking, we have an interesting year, so I'd like to pay attention to economics a lot more and maybe talk about the market a lot more. Fuck you. I know it was a horrible joke. It was supposed to be. Definitely want to get into the president election and see where that goes. So we got a lot to get into this year, but for now, let's keep it light. Out of the San Francisco Chronicle, starting Monday, police in California will not, just so you know, this doesn't mean that you can be like, rah, 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 when a cop pulls you over. Like, let's just keep that a buck. Just because they can't walk up and be cocksuckers right off the rip. Because that is, that's a condescending statement. Do you know why I pulled you over? Fucking pure boredom, dickhead. Like, what are we talking about here? Was I fucking corrupting society? I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Starting Monday, police in California who stop a driver will have to explain the actual reason. You know, it really sounds like that should be something we should always strive for. Unless it could be endangering the officer, a law intended to restrict pretext stops. Is that discriminating? Is that just a fancy way to say discrimination? I don't mind discrimination. I don't mind a pullover just to double check, make sure the car's straight. I'm cool with that. Be honest. Pull you over because you know what? Look like y'all was doing something. Let me see some licenses and make sure y'all got registration. Shit like that. Just keep it a buck. Police who stop millions of drivers and pedestrians in the state each year have been allowed until now to give them a misleading explanation or none at all. Officers in high crime areas commonly look for minor traffic violations like broken taillights or an object hanging in the rearview mirror to pull a vehicle over so they can search it for drugs and other contraband. That's bullshit. I was taught in school that if the police come to your house to do a search for a wellness check and they find a big ass pot plant in your, that's how my teacher said it, a pot plant in your closet, they got to look at it and keep going because they ain't got shit to do with what they there for. When you get pulled over, it's a terrible time because you're really vulnerable. My best advice for anyone getting pulled over is just get your ticket and get the fuck out of there. That's it. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah, whatever you say, I apologize. Cool, give me my ticket and I'm going to have a great day. Get this shit to my attorney. I'll never look at it again. I'll pay what it costs. Deuces. I'm not even going to talk about it. I've never even looked at the points of my license because I take care of my shit. This is unfortunate that police officers for years have used shit like this to just harass people. The laws that take effect on January 1, AB 2773 by... Hold on, I'm not going to read all the fucking... the numbers. There's a mad laws that have passed in California. It feels like it's mad pink behind me. Like, did I wear too much pink? I feel like I did too much pink today. I got some other shit. I got some fresh shit. I'm sorry. I just realized that right. Like, I looked up. It looked mad pink in the corner of my eye off the screen. I find it kind of just like a spit in the face. Like, honestly, like to think that in 2024. Police officers have to be honest with you and tell you why they pulled you over. I get when there's like a murder or some shit like that and you don't want to like let the suspect know, but if you discriminate, can we just get to it? I mean, what's the point? Honestly. All right. If you've been on social media during Christmas at all or over the spaces and all the crazy shit that went on X, there was a lot of videos of waves and beaches disappearing in California. Nobody said nothing about it. In 2013, Netflix had like every tsunami documentary because that's all they made was documentaries about tsunamis and the end of the world. So it was like real bleak on Netflix. But I learned about tsunamis. And when waves are doing that, that means the tectonic plates are shifting under the ocean, causing waves to rise. The whole beach disappeared. Y'all knew some shit was coming. The whole beach disappeared. So when they were this morning, I thought I was dreaming because like I grabbed my phone. I'm checking the news and that shit said it was an earthquake in Japan. I said, that's crazy because I kind of thought that was already a thing, but maybe not. And then I let it go and then I saw a story again. And I was like, oh, shit, Japan really got hit. That fucking those waves were a clear tell sign that something was coming. And anytime California gets action, Japan gets action. And the Ring of Fire, anytime that area gets action, you have to pay attention because the big one may be coming. Stories out of Reuters, the powerful earthquake that hit central Japan on New Year's Day killed at least 5 people. As police and local authorities on early Tuesday reported cases of bodies being pulled. Wait, it's already Tuesday over there. Can somebody help? Hold on. I did not realize that it's already tomorrow. Like we just got Monday and it's early Tuesday over there. Are we a day behind in Japan? I thought it was like 14 hours. Sorry. where were we? The quake, with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6, struck in the middle of the afternoon on Monday, destroying buildings, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes, and prompting residents in some coastal areas to flee to higher ground. It also triggered waves of about 1 meter. See, that's my thing. When the ocean gets moving at the bottom, the waves usually give you a clear sign that something's happening, because they'll pull far, far away from the land and then come back in big fucking vengeance and cause havoc. We've seen tsunamis in Japan. We haven't really seen tsunamis in California, not in that fashion, but that could happen one day. And if you remember what happened in 2014, or is it 2015 in Japan, it could happen here. It's scary as shit to think that California could sink off one of these earthquakes and one of these fucking volcanoes really popping off. But yeah, rest in peace to the folks in South Korea, and I hope, South Korea, to in Japan. It said that we have to watch out for South Korea too. South Korea is being hit. Rest in peace to those folks in Japan. Thoughts and prayers. That's deep. Now let's get on to some light news. You ever bought a house and then got mad because the color in the house wasn't what you thought? Only me, right? I've always felt like if the house didn't sit right and the sun didn't set and go over the house right, I didn't want to live in it. I don't like homes that point the wrong way. I'm not going to tell you which way I like, but if you ask my opinion and pay me for it, I'll tell you. Kanye didn't like the color of his walls. Kanye bought a house that was considered an art masterpiece because the house is one solid concrete piece. It's a three-story house in California that he bought for about 50-some-odd million dollars. Kanye doesn't like the color of the walls. Yeah. Stories at a complex. Kanye West reveals he's selling his Malibu mansion because of the gray-colored walls. That the line of half the... So, let's just... Hold on. There's a line that he drew. Anyway. Kanye basically redid one room. He painted it. They got it all ready. He only went in the mornings and at night. Said he didn't like how it made him feel. Sold the fucking house. There's no better way to say it. The renovations are still going on, but the Chicago native has already put the house up for sale last week for $53 million, according to Daily Mail. Sources say that Ye is selling the home because he doesn't like the gray walls. Ye prefers earth tones, muddy colors from silt to loom, but never too cold and nothing visually draining like a clay. Kanye literally only went during the mornings and in dusk time just for the feel, and he didn't like how it felt. Fucking love Kanye. I really do. Like, he just makes me smile inside. I've become a huge fan of Mr. Beast. Loner was making fun of me because I was trying to tell him that I'm a big fan of Mr. Beast, and he said that he's a big fan of Mr. Beast because he's always jocking me. It's my son, but it's cool because he's shy like one. So don't get upset. I was watching Mr. Beast, and I really am just blown away by how good his fucking videos are. Thinking that Mr. Beast would tell X and Elon Musk, pump their brakes and let's see what y'all doing, is impressive, because they could offer him a bag that would make him jump. But YouTube got, well, he's got YouTube figured out to a point where it wouldn't make no sense for him to leave. Stories out of the New York Post. Mr. Beast, the most followed YouTuber, rejected Elon Musk's request to upload his hugely popular videos to X because the mogul social media site wouldn't generate a fraction of the money he earns on the Google-owned platform. My videos cost millions to make, and even if I got a billion views on X, it wouldn't fund a fraction of it. And that's the truth. X does have monetization, but the way that Mr. Beast monetizes, I mean, come on, he's got YouTube figured out like a job. It's kind of hard to move that. Yes, Elon can offer him all the money in the world. I just don't see Jimmy moving when Jimmy knows that he puts together a great product. Shout out to Jimmy and the team. He did say, I'm down though when testing and all the monetization stuff is on and cracking. That's pretty awesome. He's willing, but he's not. YouTube is his bread and butter. And I'm focusing on YouTube because it's the hardest shit ever. And nah, yo, watch. Hey, yo, big dog, relax. Relax, big dog. It's 2024. You're going to relax. And you're going to play this year. I'm back. I'm not the stop. I'm not that goofy. I punch hard, like, chill, relax, yo, I got you. That's the thing, I'm gonna protect you, so you straight, yo. I ain't worried about it. I'm not gonna leave you out there like that. Nah, man, I fuck with Loner. We got a lot of work to do. I got some long days ahead of me, pause, and I got a lot of things going on, and unlike Mr. Beast, my YouTube ain't paying me like that, so we got work to do. My name is Xavien Lavo. Welcome to 2024. Live in the moment. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. Like, subscribe. You got to say like and subscribe. My name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Wow.